Chapter 7. Homeless. At first I thought I'd made a mistake. It didn't seem possible that an entire house, even if it was only a trailer home, could vanish. I looked around, wondering if maybe I'd wandered the wrong way through the trailer park. I'd walked this way hundreds of times before, but that night I'd been distracted. I hadn't made a mistake, though. Everything else was exactly where it should have been. All the neighbors' trailers were there. But where ours had been that morning, there was only a bare rectangular cement slab. I immediately called Mom at her office at Monkey Mountain. She answered on the fourth ring. "Hey, kiddo." "Mom, our house is gone." "Theodore, that isn't funny." "I know it's not. It's true." Mom sighed, still not believing me. "I don't have time for any pranks right now. One of the apes is sick, and Doc's here to check on her." "I'm not joking," I yelled. "I promise. I'm standing right where our house is supposed to be, and it's not here." My tone convinced my mother I wasn't messing around.
"Teddy, how could a whole house disappear?"
"I don't know, but it did."
"Stay where you are. I'll be right there," Mom said, then hung up.
I tried calling Dad, but it went straight to voicemail. I figured leaving a message that our house had vanished might panic him, so I just asked him to call me when he could. It was now very cold. I hadn't worn my warmest jacket or my gloves that day. Both were in my bedroom, which was in my missing house, so I looked for a warm place to wait. Unfortunately, none of our neighbors were home. This wasn't rare. None of them had kids, and most had offices that were far cozier and more comfortable than the cheap trailers Fun Jungle had given us. I had to settle for trying to move as much as possible. I jogged in place and waved my arms around, trying to get my blood flowing, then searched the area for clues as to where the house could have gone. It was a moonless night, and we lived far from civilization and the light pollution that came with it, so it was very dark outside. Using the light from my phone, I tried to scan the ground around the cement slab for tire tracks or drag marks, but couldn't find any, none close by at least. So I widened my search, spiraling out around the slab. I'd done only two circles before Mom arrived. She raced up, then froze the same way I had, and gasped,
"It's gone."
"I told you," I said. Mom shook her head, trying to make sense of everything.
"This isn't possible. The house was right here this morning. Homes don't just get up and walk away."
"Mobile homes can be moved. Maybe someone stole it." "Out of all the mobile homes in the world, why would someone steal ours?" Mom asked. "It's not even the nicest one here." I shrugged. "I tried calling Dad."
"So did I," Mom said. "Let's try again."
She pulled out her phone, but before she could start dialing, a pair of high-beam headlights lit us up. I'd been in the dark so long they were blinding. I had to shield my eyes as the approaching vehicle thumped along the trailer park's dirt access road. As it got closer, I realized it wasn't a car at all. It was a souped-up golf cart. It was also tilting sharply to one side due to the weight of the driver. Marge. To my surprise, Mom sighed with relief.
"Thank goodness, security's here to help us."
"I wouldn't bet on it," I said under my breath. There was only one bush anywhere near the cement slab, but somehow Marge still managed to hit it. She plowed right into the poor plant, then clambered out and glared at it angrily, as if somehow it were at fault.
"You ought to have that bush removed," Marge told us. "It's a driving hazard."
"Yeah," I said. "It jumped right in your path, didn't it?" Mom signaled me not to start anything.
"Marjorie, thanks for coming so quickly."
"I need to talk to your son," Marge interrupted rudely, then turned on me. "I didn't get the chance to finish my interrogation this afternoon."
"Interrogation?" Mom asked. "Wait, why are you here?"
Marge proudly removed a piece of paper from her jacket and dramatically unfolded it.
"This is an official warrant to search your home for stolen candy."
"What are you talking about?" Mom demanded.
"Teddy here is the number one suspect in a heist perpetrated this morning at Carly Cougar's Candy Corner. I suspect the stolen items may have been concealed within your domicile."
"Be our guest," I said. "Feel free to search the house."
"Oh, I will," Marge sneered.
She turned toward the previous location of our front door, and only then did it occur to her that something was seriously wrong. Her expression went blank.
"Where's your house?"
"That's what we were wondering," Mom said. Marge scowled and wheeled on me.
"You think you're so clever, don't you? Hiding your whole house so that I can't search it."
"You actually think I did that?" I asked. "Moved an entire house?"
"It's a mobile home," Marge pointed out. "Mobile means you can move it."
"Why would I hide the candy in my house and then move the house?" I asked. "Why wouldn't I simply move the candy?" Marge screwed up her face as she tried to make sense of that.
"How am I supposed to know how a little deviant like yourself thinks?"
"Teddy isn't a deviant," Mom said sternly, "and he didn't move our house. Someone else did. It's been stolen." Marge looked to Mom. Understanding slowly seeped through her thick skull, and she finally seemed to comprehend what was going on.
"Hold on. Someone stole your whole house?"
"Yes," Mom yelled, exasperated. "That's what we've been trying to tell you." Marge burst into laughter.
"And you don't know where it is? There's finally a crime that Teddy the genius can't solve?"
"You think this is funny?" Mom asked, nearing her wit's end. "Everything we own is in that house." Marge held up both hands, signaling Mom to calm down.
"Keep your britches on, Charlene. I'm on the job."
She snapped her radio from its holster on her belt and called in.
"HQ, this is O'Malley. I'm out in the employee housing area, and the Fitzroy family trailer appears to be missing. Thieves suspected. Backup requested."
There was a moment's pause on the other end. Then the dispatcher replied,
Marge? Today was the first day of the employee housing reload project."
"It was?"
"Yes, I'm looking at the schedule right here."
"Gotcha. Cancel that request for backup, then."
Marge reholstered her radio, then turned back to us, grinning proudly.
"Good news. I've solved the case. Your home wasn't stolen. It was moved."
This didn't make me feel any better. Mom still seemed upset as well.
"Where?" she demanded. "And why?"
The smile quickly faded from Marge's face.
"No one told you anything about this?"
"No," Mom said. "What's the employee housing reload project?"
Marge replied. "I think you should talk to J.J. McCracken about that."